God is. As God said to Moses, I am who I am. God absolutely is. Period. God is. One of the billions upon billions of facts in the world is that God is. He is the most basic and the most ultimate. No other facts exist without the concept that God is. All other facts rest here. God is unchangeable. It is the most ultimate, basic concept in the universe. The fact is that God is. God is. We are blown away by the fact that the truth of that God is. And if you're not, you're asleep. It is a staggering thought and the only undeniable, everlasting truth. God absolutely is. This fact is explosively uncontainable, wildly untamable, electrically future-creating. God is. There are 10 things that God is means. Number one, God's absolute being means that he had never had a beginning. No beginning. Number two, God's absolute being means that God will never end. He did not come into being, he cannot go out of being, because he is being. He is what is. There is no place to go outside of being. There is only he. Before he creates. That's all there is. God. God is. Number three, God's absolute being means that God is absolute reality. There's no reality before him. There's no reality outside of him unless he wills it and makes it. He is not one of many realities that he creates. He is simply there as the out absolute reality. He is all that was eternally. There was no space, no universe, no void. There was only God. Absolutely there. Absolutely all. Space and the universe and the void was only there. There's only God. God is. God is. God's absolute being means that God is utterly independent. He depends upon nothing to bring him into being, to support him, or counsel him, or make him what he is. That is what the word absolute means. God is absolute. God is. Number five, God's absolute being means rather that everything that is not God totally depends upon God. All that is not God is secondary and dependent. The entire universe is utterly secondary, not primary. It came into being by God, not by the Big Bang, and stays in being moment by moment. And God's decision to keep it in being. God alone has that decision. His decision to keep us in being is totally dependent and fragile and secondary. God is holy forever. Every millisecond occurs because he deems it to be God. God is. If he changed his mind, God changed his mind, there would be nothing. Six. God's absolute being means that all the universe is, by comparison to God, as nothing. Dependent reality is to absolute independent reality as a shadow is a substance, an echo to a thunderclap, as a bubble into the ocean. All that we see as compared to God is nothing. Isaiah 40 says, all the nations are as nothing before him. They are counted by him and less than nothing and emptiness. God is. Number seven. God's absolute being means that God is constant. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He cannot be improved. He's not becoming anything. He is who he is. God is. There is no development in God, no progress. He is absolute perfection, and he cannot be improved. God's absolute being means that he is absolute standard of truth and goodness and beauty. There's no law book to which he looks to know what is right. There's no almanac to establish facts. No guild to determine what is excellent or beautiful in art and or creation. He himself, God is, the standard of what is right, what is true, and what is beautiful. God's absolute being means that God does whatever he pleases and is always right and always beautiful and always in accord with truth. There are no constraints on God from outside that could hinder him from doing anything he pleases. All reality that is outside of him, he created and designs and governs as absolute reality. So he is utterly free from any constraints that don't originate from his will. He always does His good pleasure. And it's always right and beautiful, no matter what the world thinks. Number 10. God's absolute being means that He is the most important and most valuable reality and the most important and valuable person in the universe. He is worthy of your highest interest and attention and admiration and the sweetest enjoyment that all other realities, including the universe. That is what we believe God is. God is. This is explosively uncontainable, electrically future-creating reality. God is.